best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
My life is music. Ever since I was a kid, it was music. All I ever really did, it was music. When I came up in the crib, it was. I just want you to know it. I just can't live without my music. And I hope you feel that music. Yeah, I hope you're ready for the music. Is music. Ever since I was a kid, it was music. All I ever really did, it was music. When I came up in the crib, it was. I just want you to know it. I just can't live without my music. And I hope you feel that music. Yeah, I hope you're ready for the music.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You hear that like the flash, you hear that thunder roll. Can't wait to crash and burn, this song should come to close. Who won't capital stage. Everything will fall under his visible reign. No flaws, no flaws in our physical frames. Everything will be back to original state. Peace will prevail between man and God, between man and beast, until Abaddon will bring dark to the light like a tennis line and try to overthrow Christ one last time. But he will not win, no, he will lose. Christ will drop him, then he'll reboot the heavens and the earth. Everything's new. The city's walls and ghost streets will be see-through. A tree of healing for the nations, we will eat the fruit. No sun, no stars in the green room, just the glory of God in his people. No pain, no sorrow, no evil. No death, no tomorrow, no greed, dude. No shame, no boredom, no seas blue. Dear Lord, I don't know when I'ma see you, but I can't wait and I pray that it'll be soon.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well.
To me, my flesh is so good, so Lord, please turn up your effect.
What's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip hop and urban gospel music. We also give you the best in news, interviews, laughter, much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now, on this station or listening to our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Reverb Live Show. com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we'll read them live on the air. It's that easy, it's that fun, and it's that simple. All you gotta do is jump on Facebook Live, jump on Instagram Live like my Instagram Live family's doing right now, or jump on YouTube Live, post your comments, and we'll read them live on the air, making you part of the live show. People, I'm backed up by the Reverb Live crew. I'm not doing this by myself. Let's throw around the horn and let's check in with the crew. Check in with us. If you in the live show, check in with us so we can shout you out. But we're going to check in with the Reverb Live crew right now. Professor Trace, say, how you doing, girl?
You know what? First of all, thank you. I'm doing good.
Okay, you're welcome.
But second of all, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back from baby duty.
I know. I'm back and I'm tired.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, it was so weird that, you know, cyber attacks are getting like real crazy these past, you know, year and a half, especially since the pandemic. It's been people just trying to figure out a way to get more money. And so they become very crafted at cyber attacks. And so I was listening to a talk show and they were talking about how cyber attackers are now doing things like they'll hack your system.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take all your information.
Right.
And then they'll hold it for ransom. And then they'll tell you, this is how much we want you to pay.
To get your stuff back that I stole.
Right. But here's the thing. If you're that company and you say, no, I don't have that much money. They say, no, you're lying because we got your information and we see your insurance policy. So they say, okay, this is your cyber attack insurance policy. This is how much they will give you. Ask for this amount. We are asking for this amount, and your insurance will pay out the same amount. Wow. So you're going to be straight.
Wow.
These people are crazy and creative.
Crafty. Very crafty.
But sin is growing. Sin is evolving. For real. So I was like, wow, y'all protect your stuff as best you can, as best you know how, because these people are getting crafty, the cyber attack folks. And so when I heard it, they say, you know what? We see your insurance policy and we know how much you can give us. So give us this money so that we can release it. Don't worry about it. You're going to get your money back.
Wow.
I was like, wow. And so a lot of insurance companies now are trying to figure out a way to maneuver through this. Like, mm-hmm. okay, how should we charge for insurance policies? Mm. If is there like a category that it'll fall in if, you know, they do see our information? Like, is it their fault? Wow. Is it the company's fault for allowing them to have this stuff saved in our in their computers that they saw it? Or yeah. is it something that we're going to take on? Like, so a lot of insurance companies are having a difficult time with that. So, man, it was just crazy when I saw that. And I was like, wow, the world is going bananas.
Straight up.
They're trying to get that money.
Also joining the show, we got my man, King D3. D3, what up?
Man, what's happening? What's happening? So I am definitely going to start a minor segment, man, dealing with iPhones and Androids. I don't want no backbiting, but as some of you all know, I have ventured over to the iPhone segment.
You didn't venture. You live there now.
You turn blue. Blue.
Your bubble turned blue.
Y'all heard what my cohort said. I can't get that out just yet. I spent too much time with Android. Nonetheless, amongst cyber attacks, my Android was somehow attacked immediately after I got an iPhone. I don't know what's going on in Apple land and what attacks they sending over to Android. But when I tell y'all, I turned my phone on and the next day I couldn't even switch over. Like, you know how you can't change your notes. Mm-hmm. You can't change your notepad. Yeah. You can do pictures. You can do contacts. But my notes, I had to change over. When I tell you, everything got flushed. I don't know what happened to my Android. My Android wasn't charged no more. I don't know if they fought.
It wouldn't even charge.
It wouldn't even charge.
They fighting in the spirit. I mean, in cyberland.
Listen, see, now I'm about to cut my segment short.
In cyber spirit.
Listen, it's just crazy because that Android was working for me perfect. Y'all know I wouldn't switch over.
You wouldn't give it up, bro.
Because I had no reason, right? It was working fine. It was charging fine. My mama can call. My wife could call. My sibling. I was fine. But somehow, when I let sin call iPhone.
Yeah, right,
come
right.
On, so iPhone is a sin now?
Listen,
come on.
Wow. Sin is growing. It's right. Evolving.
Wow.
It's evolving in cell phones, Tracy.
And the roots has destroyed my Android. So y'all be careful out there when y'all switch over to iPhone. Mm-hmm. iPhone, we appreciate y'all you do. But love your brothers and your neighbors as thyself. That's all I'm saying.
I can't. Goodbye.
I do think Android users are more humble people. iPhone people just arrogant.
I agree. I pray I don't get that pride. Lord,
no,
keep it from.
But you know, Android people are like stubborn though.
Stubborn?
Because they're always like, I ain't getting an iPhone. Yes. I ain't getting an iPhone. So what iPhone? They stubborn. I ain't gonna lie. iPhone people are arrogant. I can get with that. Mm. But I think that Android people are just like, whatever, iPhone ain't trying to get me. iPhone...
That's
whatever,
right,
they
saw what happened to D. It's going to get them.
I was waddling in that sin of stubbornness when I had an Android.
It's going to get them.
The iPhone thought he had me.
I can't take it, man.
You know, I think as I grow in age, I think I've become that guy. And everyone has this guy in the neighborhood that just watches their lawn way too much.
Okay.
Like, if anything goes in their lawn, they go out there, they pick it up, they clean it. It's always cut. It's always manicured well. If you walk across their lawn, oh, it's a big problem. It's a hassle. Mm-hmm. I saw this guy. I'm inside my house, comfort of my home, in the AC. It's 95 degrees outside. All right. Seen this guy walking his dog. Goes across the street. Dog sniff, 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 sniff. Keeps walking. Stops in my yard. Sniff, 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 sniff. Oh, poop.
Oh my!
I'm like, yo, and my mom like, yo, you gonna let this man come in your yard, bring his dog in your? And it was a big dog, like a big 90-pound Rottweiler.
Oh, so you can imagine his turds.
Don't make it worse. I guess it was a little dog. You ain't gonna see no little dog.
Yeah.
But this is a big dog taking a big dump number two in my lawn, and it's like, man, you gonna let that man dog? And I was like, man, my kids playing that in that yard. Man, my kids went over there and they step in it.
And they're bringing it back in the house.
Now that's your problem.
Ooh, now it's personal.
It's personal now. So I'm like, so what you gonna do, Ray? I'm gonna go out there and tell that man, hey.
The dog gonna say
something.
The dog gonna say, I didn't poop. I peed.
I remember those jokes.
Like the little TikTok. I didn't poop. I peed. So what you gonna tell them?
So I go outside, and mind you, the person is, if you have a 95-pound Rottweiler, you match up with the dog.
Yes.
You're not a wimpy person. So the dude that was walking the dog looked like an owner of a Rottweiler.
Right, right, right.
Did he have a ring on his finger?
I don't know. He had it. He was in a tank top.
Right. Okay.
He looked like he was about that business. I didn't really size him
like
up.
He take a 90-pound turd. Yeah.
Well, I was just curious as a single. You know, I was just wondering if he was single. That's all.
Oh, I don't know. We didn't get that far in the conversation. So I go out there. Total disregard of my whole life safety. Like, what if this escalates? I never thought this whole thing through.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, my kids play over there. You got to pick that up. And I guess he was on the phone, but he was walking out. He was like,
okay, he'll do it.
He was saying, okay.
He kept walking. It was like, okay. Hey, man, I got you next time. My bad. I got you next time. I ain't going to let him do it the next time. That's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He walks on by. I said, all right, man. So I go in the house and I said, Ray, man, that was dumb. Why did you go and confront this guy about dog poop?
That's because it's your yard. That's okay. Why.
But it's now he knows where I live.
So?
Now he knows that I'm concerned. Now he knows I have things and assets. And he sees my cars.
I'm still trying to figure out the problem.
Driveway.
I still don't
have
the problem.
Is, I'm not about that life.
Right.
I'm going back inside.
Go this inside.
Guy is walking with a. I wouldn't even walk outside with a tank top on. That's how soft I am. This guy obviously don't care. He's outside. He could have done. He could have come back and done any harm to my establishment.
So,
he could have broken a window. He could have broken into my car. And yes, maybe I'm profiling right now, but I don't know this guy. He could have vandalized my property all because I said something to him about his dog. Was it worth it?
But yes.
No, it wasn't worth it,
what
Tracy.
What do you mean?
I have a family. I'm not about that.
Okay,
life.
Okay. So you're going to let anybody poop in your yard? So now your yard is going to be the poop yard without you saying something.
At what cost? What was it going to cost me?
So it's okay for a
toe to toe, a blow to blow, a fist to cuffs?
No, you just letting them know. Hey, don't leave. Hey, this ain't the poop yard. Put up a sign.
Yeah, but something. I am rational. Other people who love their dogs are probably irrational.
Rain, we need to make this. This is going to be a show topic.
We could be.
This is going to be a show. We don't have to ask people. Is this going to be something that is it a contentious issue that you don't say nothing about?
It could be.
Or is it something that you need to speak up on? Because sometimes you just need to, it's your yard.
Yes.
You live there. You are invested in that community.
Mm-hmm.
Your yard looks nice.
It does. As well
that
as
is not,
my
doesn't
windows
look, like a
look nice. My cars look nice. And I don't want them breaking into that stuff just to prove a point. And I don't even know who did it.
But how would you prove the point? The point is, what I'm saying is, that don't mean you have to prove the point. What I'm trying to tell you is, at least let them know. So at least they know that it's not an issue.
Well,
because people park in front of my yard.
I let them know.
And I let them know.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this area is for me and
it's
my neighbors.
You're right.
If you park over here.
I have not seen the dog walking thing. I haven't seen this particular dog with this owner again. So that's good. But at the time that it happened, I'm like, yo, bro, I don't know if that was. This is the same dude that told me to go out there. It's the same dude that's saying, bro, I don't know if you should have did that. I guess it's the other angel on the side.
Listen, I've seen DJ Rain be very confrontational.
That was righteous indignation. It's okay to do that.
For now, righteous
that's different.
Right.
But, so that's not righteous ignorance. That's for the right reason.
Over grass?
Your dog took a dump in my grass. And my kids. It ain't about that. It's my kids.
Tracy,
you know, you gotta turn on my kids. My kids play over there.
Tracy, what if he would have said, so what you gonna do about it then? Now we're in a conundrum. Because again, I'm gonna state this clearly. I am not about that life.
All you have to do is repeat yourself, go back in the house. That's fine. I'm not saying get involved into an escalation. Y'all know what? We gotta come back and talk about this.
We gotta come back and talk about this.
Because now I'm mad. I'm about to come to your neighborhood and be like, where he at? Who is he? Don't you be pooping in our yards.
People, check in with us. Let us know, first of all, that you listen to the show, where you're from, so we can holler at you, especially during our live show. We want to shout out our live listeners. And when we come back, I think we're going to get into this reverb word of the day. I hope it doesn't involve poop. We had some enough poop.
But it will be the poop.
Right. It ain't going to be poop. It's going to be the word.
Beep.
I ain't poop.
All right, people,
beep.
That's it. We'll come right back after this. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
I see you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Most importantly, he see you. Yeah.
Maybe you've been overflowing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been going through storms.
Yeah.
I don't know how your week been going. Sunday morning,
yeah.
I hope this feel like, I hope this feel like a service, I hope this feel like a sermon. We pray to God for the sermon, then we get lit on the serpent. Every day I'm out here working, every day I get my word in. I might be down, but I ain't stand down. That's just the way my faith working. Even though I might be looking down, don't you know that he'll turn around? Don't you know if he tell a storm, peace be still, it won't make a sound? Don't you know that our POP is G-O-D, and he'll hold it down? Yeah. And if you didn't know it, you know it now. On this day, I declare your bills paid.
Yeah.
On this day, I rebuke your sick days.
Yeah, yeah.
On this day, many ways have been made.
Yeah, yeah.
In all things, I pray in Jesus' name. Cause maybe you've been overflowing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've been going through storms.
Yeah.
I don't know how your week's been going.
Yeah.
But I hope this feel like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I said, I hope this
feel like Sunday morning.
Breakthrough that you pray for, season that you pray for. Even if it ain't yours, keep faith.
Even when it ain't your season, you gotta have faith to know that your breakthrough could be right around the corner, you feel me?
I said I feel a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
Yeah.
I said I feel a breakthrough. Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
Real quick. Let's feel that presence.
I said I feel a breakthrough.
No music.
Yeah. Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
In the name of Jesus, Jesus, I called your name.
Tell me, do you feel a breakthrough?
Yeah.
I said, I hope this feel like, I hope this feel like a breakthrough. Hope it feel like when he saved you. Hope you know when he saved you, he had no plan to forsake you. Know you're walking with an angel. It ain't nothing that you can't do. He won't show you what his name do, but it take you to the tangle. I hope this feel like a Christmas day. Hope it feel like you just wanna give away. I hope this feel like the long shift on the job when it's time to end your day. I hope this feel like a Sunday. Hope you know he coming back one day.
You should never have your head down unless you pray, you feel me?
When you are weak,
it's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live crew is in the building. Not about that life ring.
About that life, 305 holding it down, Tracy.
And I seek peace, D3.
David, I mean, you would definitely do it yourself too. If it came down to it.
I'm just seeking peace.
I don't know, man.
I'm not in the middle.
So, first of all, we want to check in with those that are listening to the live show. We had a very interesting check-in. We will tell you about that. But first, let's check in with those that are listening to us live. Who has been tuning into the show so far?
Man, we got Bless underscore Ricka. We got Dr. Query Z Wife.
What's up, Dr. Query Z Wife?
Yeah, and we were debating over this name, but we got Peter P. Nada.
P. Nada.
What's happening? We got Delight 77 checking in. We got Delight 777 checking in. We got Miss One Stunner checking in.
Oh, faithful listener.
Yeah, man. We got Antwi Robert checking in. A-N-T-W-I Robert checking in. Summer Dunner, Tam G. Smith.
Hey, Tammy from Miami.
We got Ash Lou 92. And somebody that just hopped in was Anita Rack Carter.
Anita,
I did my best, Anita. Go ahead and hit me with it if you need to say. You ain't say my name right.
I know, right? Check in with us. Let us know where you're listening from. And also, what do you think about this? Somebody, I'm in my house. I'm watching somebody walk their dog. and they stop their dog. Their dog takes a poop in my yard. Should I have said something, or should I have just let it go? What are your thoughts? If this was your yard, you just bought this new house, you know, hey, Lord bless me real good with the with the property. Mm-hmm. You cutting the grass, you paying a long guy to cut your grass. Big 90-pound dog comes out and takes a 90-pound number two in your yard. What do you say? And the owner of said dog looks like you shouldn't say nothing to me about this dog taking my
he
dog.
He looks like the Rock. Right. If you smell
what the dog's pooping.
So I don't know, man. So let us know what you think. Matter of fact, we'll throw some other scenarios out your way and see if it's worth it. We already got somebody. Summer Donner's already checking in with her comment. We'll read that when we get back. But we'll put up some other, you know, I guess scenarios that we can put out there, and just says, is it worth it? Is it really worth it? Should I have gone out and confronted the guy? Should I let it slide? My thing is, because I confronted him, maybe he may come back and do something to my property now. He may bust my window out of my car, and I don't even know who did it.
Right.
In my mind, I know it's that guy, but I can't prove it's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He could have vandalized my property.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, Tracy?
I'm still you see, I'm silent. I'm trying to hold it.
Make sure that's your check-in, Silent Tracy.
Okay.
Let us know what you think. If you're listening to us on live, is it worth it? Why not? Would you have said something to somebody if some 95-pound dog and a 295-pound guy is walking them? Does something in your yard, would you have gone out and said something to him? We read your comments. We already got the comments coming in. We'll read those when we get back, and we'll jump into this Reverb Word of the Day. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
The Urban Gospel Show.
That gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Noted non-recycler Tommy Crenshaw talks about the future.
Oh, I can totally see finding another planet that can support life when ours fills up with trash.
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle, unless you're into lame excuses like Tommy's.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing. Starting over on a new planet? Now that's exciting.
Don't be that guy. Unless you want people looking at you funny. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends.
In biology,
in English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn... is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Let's get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Then they're ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your 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 Bible in the hand.
Okay.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live show, Reverb Live crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
I'm trying to hold my peace, Tracy.
And I am peace, D3.
There you go, there you go. Can't wait to get to this interesting topic. Want to hear from you. What would you do? Is it worth it to say something to somebody if their pet, their animal, their 900-pound Rottweiler dinosaur takes
goes and to set it up
the number two in your yard, like what are you gonna do? I don't know. Would you say something or not? We're gonna read your comments. Some Adorna got a great comment out there. Let's read some more comments out there. Post your comments. If you join us on Instagram Live, please post your comments out there. But we gotta get into this Reverb word of the day. Give you something inspirational for this segment. Professor Tracy, what you serving up?
Before I read this Reverb word of the day, we want to encourage all of our listeners to read at least one scripture verse a day.
Just one.
So it is Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33, verses 1 through 3. Exodus 33, 1 through 3. All right? That's just to help you memorize where we read it at. Now, this scripture comes after the people of Israel made this golden image. This is what God said to Moses. He says, you know what? Then the Lord says, depart from me, go up from here, you and the people whom you brought up from the land of Egypt to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the Lord is clearly here saying, yeah, go ahead, go up to the land that I promised your ancestors and everybody else, that what I promised to your descendants, I will give it to you. He said, I'm gonna give it to you. He said, I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and Jebusites and the termites.
Straight up.
All that before you, right? He said, go. And then he says, go up to the land with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, because you are an obstinate people.
Oh.
And I might destroy you on the way.
Oh, Lord.
When I heard this, I was like, whoa, 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 God, hold on. Wait. What's going on here? He said, go to the land which I promised you. He said, I'm going to give it to you. I promised it to your ancestors. I'm going to give it to you. I will even send angels to go and clear your way out.
Help you out.
He said, you go, go, go. But I'm not going.
I ain't going.
Because y'all are obstinate people. And I heard that thing got me. I'm like, whoa, 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 God, wait a minute. So.
Wait a minute. What does obstinate mean?
That you are stubborn people. You are a stiff-necked people.
So why would he?
In different translations.
Why would he tell them to go up there?
Because what was happening was, prior to now, they had built the calf. They weren't really. See, God said he wanted to. He made a promise to these people. It's like a husband and wife. He promised, I'll be there. All right, fine. You want to go to Wakanda? Fine. But I ain't going to Wakanda with you. You get what I'm saying?
You're like, oh, yeah. You want to go on this vacation to Peru? Okay, fine.
That's fine.
I'll play for the plane ticket, the hotel. But I ain't going.
See, the point. And the point in that, it says it's obviously something, a breakdown in the relationship.
Ah, okay.
So, oh, no, you a stiff-necked people. You want to go do your own thing. Fine. You know, you don't want to be with me, because I'm trying to tell you that ... whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so God is clearly wanting to have a relationship with the Israelites in this story, but with us as his people. He's wanting to have a relationship with us and communicate with us, and for us to not just be a people who receive blessings, but a people who receive their God, whose God is the Lord. And not in things, and not in a golden calf, or in a destiny, and or in their bank accounts, or in their Instagram followers and likes. He wants somebody who loves him for him, who leans on him, on God. He was like, remember the time he was like, hey, you know what? Okay, fine. I thought I was your king, but y'all want a king. I'm gonna tell you nah. I'm gonna give you a king, but this is what's gonna happen if I give you the king. But all right, y'all go ahead.
Okay.
In this scenario, he's just like, hey. You know, I promised you, I will bless you. I'm going to give all of this to you and your descendants. I will even send an angel in front of you to drive out all of these people. But I won't go with you. Y'all, whatever God's doing in my life, I don't want to go unless God's going. I want God to be there. That's the point. And I hope you guys have the same mindset. I want everybody to take a pause for a moment. I want you to think about all of your goals and dreams, all of your ambitions, all of the tasks and the opportunities that you have before you. God's going to bless you, period, because you're his child. But is that something where God is pushing you towards, or is it something where God is going along with you? Does it honor God, or is it something where it's just all about you? It's all about you getting the things and the promises of God. Mm-hmm. Think about it for a moment and then answer that. And then you and God have a conversation together before y'all move forward. Because sure. I encourage you to pause for a moment in whatever it is that you're pursuing so that you can make sure that God is with you. You don't want to go nowhere where God ain't.
I'm surprised you didn't point out the fact, the faithfulness of God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a parent, I can one at the faithfulness, and then two, that would hurt God more.
Yeah,
to know that, and man, I set all these things up for you, mm-hmm. but then you're gonna turn around and do me like that. You know what? All right,
you go ahead and
y'all go ahead.
You're gonna be blessed.
I'm gonna be over here.
Yeah,
but that just speaks about the faithfulness of God, man. That's dope.
It kind of reminds me a little bit, not to say that, of the prodigal son. Who say, okay, daddy, you know, when you're supposed to get your inheritance, you're supposed to get your inheritance when the person passes away.
Yeah.
But he was like, I want my inheritance now.
Yeah.
And his daddy was like, dang, he gave him his inheritance while he was still alive. But he took it, he went on ahead, but he came back with the mindset of, dang, I could be better than this. I squandered all of this. I'm at the bottom of my rope. I can have better. I can do better in my own father's house as a servant. Yeah.
People, that's been your Reverb Word of the Day, your inspirational moment brought to you by the Reverb Live crew. When we come back, we'll jump back into this topic. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Would you have said something to this monumentous animal beast of a thing that had a number 2 in your yard? And we'll go through some other scenarios.
Dog, I got scared, bro. What number? Cut off the live. Shut everything down.
And we'll read your comments when we get back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
So great is thy faithfulness towards me. Morning, noon, and night into the day. Don't know where I'd be without your grace. Tried it on my own, don't know what I was thinking. You kept all your promises to me. Bless me well beyond my every need. Who am I to deserve your favor? So faithful to me now and forever. Please don't take your chore for me. Brand new mercies I can see. You're so, so faithful to me now and forever. Devotion to you.
grateful you have pardoned me. Sin and shame no longer do I see. Were so many possibilities. Tried it on my own, don't know what I was thinking. I'm wrong, yeah. You give hope that I can see tomorrow. Strength to endure what may lie ahead. Who am I to deserve a favor? Whoa. Show for me, brand new mercies I can see. You're so, so faithful to me now and forever. Please don't take your chore for me, brand new mercies I can see. You're so, so faithful to me now and forever.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. Loving my lawn ring.
Get out my yard, Tracy.
And in my own world, D3, clearly.
People, we were here talking. We were doing our check-in. Shout out to those that are listening to the live show, first
hey,
of all.
Hey, hey, y'all.
Thank y'all for joining. Y'all make the show so much better. And we want to hear from you on this one. We were checking in early. I was checking in early. And I was telling the people that I saw this dog, this guy walking his dog. Big guy. 350 pounds. He gets bigger every time I tell
he does.
Story.
He was just 290.
And he's walking this Rottweiler, and this the dog happens to do a number two in my yard where my boys play. Mm-hmm. They play right here. Something inside of me says, Rain, go out there and tell that man, hey, hey. Tell your dog not to do that stuff.
Why he put the cap on, turn it around like...
That's how...
Like, hey.
You gotta have, that's Sandra's chest.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta catch the live, man.
So I said, you know, yeah, I'm gonna go out there. This is me hyping me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I go out there and say, hey, hey man, my kids play out there. You need hey, don't tell your dog not to do that. And he looks up and he's like, all right, okay. When he walks away. But when I go back in, I'm thinking the other side of Rain, the rational side of Rain is like, mm-hmm. Rain, why did you do that? Mm. You should not have disturbeth this man. He's
why not?
Because he could
and
come back.
And his dog it?
Yeah.
Neither, child please it.
Neither his beasts.
Child please it.
Why disturbeth thou, Rain? Why?
Yes.
It's not wise to do that. I said the guy could come back and bust your windows out, your new car. Mm-hmm. Could destroy, vandalize your home. Mm-hmm. You know, he could do something that you don't know that he's doing. He could do something to you. Why would you stir this up amongst yourself? Mm-hmm. Amongst the wicked. Why?
Right.
Because
right.
You know you're not going to get down that low. Mm-hmm. To go tit for tat with them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have.
Right.
So the goes around the room. D says, D, I don't know what your stance
what did you
on
do,
this.
D?
Well, I don't like. I'm not an animal person or pet person.
It's your yard.
It's your yard, though.
I'm probably gonna say something, Rain. Sorry, I don't know, Rain. Something gonna come out though.
Would it be an aggressive say something, or would it be a kind and polite? Excuse me, sir.
Seemingly, because of the timing that you had between the tree that separates your yard and him on to the next street, mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been kind because of the time that I had.
You knew something had to be done swiftly
time.
And immediately, and it had to be aggressive.
Aggressive is strong. Let's just say forward.
Firm.
firm.
Okay. All right.
Direct.
So we do have some people checking into the show. They're going to give us their opinion about this.
Yes.
And we have some good ones, some creative ones, mm-hmm. and some good ones. I know Summer Darner had one. What did she say?
She said, "I mean, if the city don't want you to clean up after your pets, y'all pets have to clean up in my yard, especially if I keep it looking really good. I'm gonna say something."
Okay. Period. Yeah.
Oh my god. Because you spend time to cut your grass. Yes. That's why the dog stopped
love
there
your yard.
In the first place. It was, oh, this is a nice grass. It okay. smells real good over here. Let me just.
What is that? Strawberries in the grass?
Oh my god.
That's us, no, dog low. Voice. Right. And so who else is checking into the show?
We have Sheena underscore B underscore encourage, who simply said, probably the most balanced answer. She said, listen, put up a sign stating not to let the dog poop in your lawn.
Okay, so put up a
that
sign.
Seems helpful.
Matter of fact, clean up after your dog.
Okay.
Ooh. If they poop, because sometimes you can't catch them. You can't drag them in the middle of a poo.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes.
But, yeah, that'll be inhumane. Yeah, but maybe put up a sign and say, if your dog poops, you pick it up.
You know what I was thinking about doing one day? Putting out bags. Because the reason why they probably don't pick it up, because they forgot to bring a bag. They didn't bring a bag. So that's why they're not going to pick it up. Mm-hmm. So what if I put out bags out there and then they can just...
Oh, you gonna pay for them to clean up after
going there? I wasn't gonna say
it. 50-50 street. I thought it. Let's meet halfway.
You got your dog. your kids gonna play with a dog? Take care. All right. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. What else we got?
All right. How about this? Okay, Trace. Let me up the ante. What if he did pick it up? But he picked it up, got it in a little plastic bag thing, but he put the trash in my garbage.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about that.
Mm-mm.
You want dog poop in your garbage?
I don't want it in my yard.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care about that. You it's in the trash. It's gonna go in the trash anyway.
It's in the trash.
I don't go play in the trash, but I play in my yard.
Good point. Touche.
Sheena just wanted to let y'all know these wonderful neighbors are so disrespectful. we have another great answer, which says, Tim G. Smith says, I would have said, ew, come on, man, loudly, but not necessarily straight to him.
Nice, to let the person know, hey, man, I see what just happened.
Right.
Not going to tell you to do anything, mm-hmm. but I'm just going to bring attention that I saw this thing happen.
Yeah.
It's true. Mm. Good point. Good point.
Man, we have a listener saying they had a dog both doing number one and number two on her fence. She pulled down the driveway and the man ran in his house like, your yard isn't as big as mine. Get your life.
He ran into it?
Ran in his house. I think people might know that there's a certain etiquette.
What you mean? Yes, they know.
Yeah, they know.
That's
some
crazy.
Of them walk around the yard, the doggone streets with their dog plastic around their hand waiting for their dog to poop.
Like
so
a glove.
Like a glove, so they could just pick it up and then pull a bag around their hands and then throw it in the trash. Man, that's what it's about.
We got listeners interacting with each other saying, listen, if I were you, for the listener who the person ran, she said, listen, I would have knocked on their door. And then a rational person said, well, if I knocked on the door, knocking on the door could get me shot.
That's right.
It's a lot of things.
So you was going to chase the man down at his house?
Wow. Yeah, that's what they said.
Now we're talking about, is it worth it?
Yeah. Is it worth it to say something?
Yeah, is it worth it to say something? So in my opinion, and it seems like some of the listeners are saying, okay, it seems like it's worth it to say something mm-hmm. for the reasons that it's your yard.
Yeah.
They have etiquette out there. They tell you to clean up after your dog. Yes. You got to put your dog on a leash.
Poop. Yeah. Yeah.
But what would be a scenario or a situation? What would be a situation, or what would make this particular situation not worth escalating or not worth getting into, taking it to the next level? You got to say something because it's your yard. But because I know, Rain, you said, well, what if they said, forget you? Or what if they said,
yeah,
you
what
know,
if they retell, like, oh, well, what you going to do? You going to make me?
That's a different story. Now you're taking it to a different realm now. You're trying to, you know, I ain't no killer, but don't push me type thing.
Right.
So I understand not wanting to escalate it.
Yeah.
But you got to find a way. Because I remember having somebody park in my yard. Listen, in front of my yard was straight dirt. Then I got my driveway paved.
Oh.
And now people want to park over there. Like, and it looked beautiful, too. They got the white lines, crisp, everything. Nice. Now people want to park over there. Ooh. So now it was a particular vehicle. I told them, hey, listen, now that I got my driveway fixed, you know, that don't mean that you could come park over here.
Oh, wow. Because
one time I came home, and when it was straight dirt, he was parking where I park at.
Mm-hmm.
So he came and he said, oh, I need to move. I said, yeah, but your person you're coming to visit is across the street.
Wow.
Down the road. You need to try to figure out a way to park by her house.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they came back, and once my driveway was fixed, they were parking in my yard again. So I waited. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning one night. They
you
came
wait up for this person.
Oh, you,
I was actually
you from
up
there.
No. I was up watching.
I don't want to keep calling out this city, but you
watching
from there.
Like a series or something.
But
and
you was
I heard
watching the series just to stay up to wait
so
for this.
No,
because he wasn't there yet. He wasn't there. I heard his truck backing up like
because
he drive around with like Noah's Ark.
Okay.
And like Noah's Ark. So I just was like, okay, I ain't gonna run out there now because it's dark. But the next day he came back during the daytime.
Mm.
And since it was a Sunday, I said, Hey, do you mind right? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, brother.
Yeah.
Now, do you mind parking your vehicle down there by, you know, I already told you that someone's, you know, this area is for me and my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, please, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I did try the last time you told me.
Okay.
But, you know, there's really no place for me to park. And I said, you know what? I didn't escalate it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to trip. But if these folks need a place to park, you make sure that you are willing and able to ready to come move your vehicle if necessary.
Oh,
them
man.
Or their guests or whatever. And I did put a big sign up that says, your car will be towed at your own expense.
Ooh. Oh, that's fire.
Wow.
I put that up ASAP.
Official.
The day that I paved it is the day that I got it. So my point is, I get not escalating it.
Okay.
You know? But if he would have said, man, forget that, guess what I would have done? I would have had his car towed.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because
like
now
that.
We ain't escalating it no more. We talked about this already.
Yeah.
We had a conversation. This is my area.
Mm-hmm.
Your area is way down in Wakanda. So we got to figure out how we're going to work this out. I ain't too fussy. I ain't going to be a bully or nothing like that. But this is my area. This is DJ Rain Yard.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. But I was just trying to think of a way that people would say, oh, you know what? This ain't worth saying something.
Yeah. Shout out to Jeremy 73751. He's checking into the show. Summer Donna wrote like a novel up there. She got something to get off her chest. What is she saying?
She's saying, I'm filing a complaint or something because they not just going to run over me.
That's
it starts
right.
with dog poop. Then it's trash.
Then they gonna park their trucks and cars all in my grass.
Yes, she said. Okay. When you are a homeowner and responsible for your own, it actually means something.
Yeah, that's true.
This ain't personal, man.
Well, people, I hope you got something out of this conversation. There's some things that are worth it. There's some things that are not worth it. And if it is worth it, you would take the necessary actions to establish the rules, the boundaries. So there isn't a big confrontation.
That's the key. Establishing boundaries.
Yeah. And I think you did a good job of that, too. Say, hey, man, there's a sign. We've talked. We've communicated.
Yeah.
If it happens again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But and like I said, I'm not pushy. Like, I would tell him, you know, hey, you could park your vehicle in my area, the next to my spot. But, you know, not trying to, but be ready to move it.
Well, people, thank you for weighing in on this issue. I don't know if I'm going to see that guy again. But I know if I do see this guy again, I'm not going to say anything. The rational side of me was like, okay, we have made a decision.
Right.
We are not going to say anything to that guy.
So my question then is it going to be okay for him to poop in your yard, his dog?
It's not worth it.
So the answer is yes?
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody bring your dogs.
Because it's like
our listener said. She said, first it starts with poop.
Yeah.
Then it starts with
this. But you know what?
Else.
I wonder. You know, I thought about this this other scenario. What if this is a way to befriend him and win a friend? Maybe he wouldn't do
by
that to
letting
a,
him.
He wouldn't do this to a friend's yard. Look at the high road. I come out there. And I'm like, hey, man,
look.
Let's just listen. Hey, man. I said, you bought your dog. I miss a big dog, man. What's his name? Da, 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 da. How old is he? No, man, you know, hey, I can see you like dog. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a dog. What kind of dog you think I should get? Build a rapport. Because one,
while he continues to poop in your yard.
One, he pooped in a stranger's yard. I don't care what happened to a stranger. Mm-hmm. But the more you talk to him, the more you could befriend him. Because I've befriended a lot of people that have walked, because we kind of stay on the main road. Mm-hmm. And when I see them, now we wave. We talk, hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? Now we're kind of neighbors now.
Yeah, they might not poop if they know
because
you.
Because they're my neighbor, and then they know me now. Mm-hmm. That's the long play. Tracy would just point to the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, there's different ways that you can do it. Last comments out there.
Listen, it's last, but it's funny. Tam G. Smith said, listen, Summer said, don't start none, won't be none. And we wrapped that up.
Man. Oh boy, people, we enjoyed today's episode, man. It's worth it or not. Sometimes
is it worth
you have
it?
To add the cause. You ask yourself this before you go and do this action.
That's right.
That's one thing I didn't ask myself. Is it worth it to do the confrontation?
Yeah, is it worth it to try to, you know, maybe it will escalate, maybe it's not, but I don't care how small I am. I'm short. I'm not a tall person.
I know, but still.
But if they say something, I'm not going to be scared to say something. Okay. I don't care how big you are.
Shout out to His Hop Nation checking in, saying what's up, fam. What's up, fam?
Hey,
to everybody out there. Hey, if you missed any part of this episode, we would love for you to come tune in, catch us on our podcasting platforms:
iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, or tune in, like, comment, and share our material at Reverb Live Show.
And we would also love for you to share with us your comments, your topic ideas, or if you just want to show us some love, or tell us, hey, I would say something. hey, don't you poop in my yard.
Right.
Or whatever it is, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from definitely you. You and you
your dog.
That's it for this episode. Stay tuned, stick around. Another episode could be on the way, or just click play to listen to the next podcast. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. Reverb Live, your new online gospel show. The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.